Are you thinking about adopting a furry friend? Before you do, consider this. Pet ownership comes with a hefty price tag. Stay tuned to learn why adopting a pet might not be as simple as you think. Hi, I'm Amber, today's host of the Debt-Free Dad podcast, where we help normal everyday people like you take control of your finances so you can live a happier, less stressful life. Now, I have been a pet owner as an adult for the past 20 years. I really had no business getting a pet, financially speaking. And looking back, I'm so lucky that my first two pets were overall healthy. Now, we got our Beagle Clyde just before we decided to start making some changes with our finances and work on getting out of debt. Now, thank goodness we got on a better track financially because Clyde has cost us thousands of dollars with three vet emergency visits in the past 8 years, including one just 5 months ago for eating another foreign object. We had to rush him to the vet at midnight on a holiday so that we can avoid another surgery like the one we had 2 years ago when he ate a foreign object. And yes, he's not a puppy anymore, you guys. He is almost nine. And that time, it ended up being surgery, $3,800. And I do not want to go back there. So knock on wood, three's a charm. We're done, right, Clyde? Now, thankfully, this past vet visit 5 months ago cost us $1,500. Whew, right? But a lot of you might be thinking like, $1,500? Like $3,800 is unbelievable. $1,500, I still can't afford. I get you. I was there, right? Before we started making some financial different changes, we were there. We had, I had gotten a cat in college. I had no business getting that cat. Thankfully, she was overall healthy. And if something happened, like an emergency like that, that I had with Clyde back then, I would have been calling mom and dad or somebody else like, I need help. I can't cover this emergency. I would have been panicking, right? So let's just take a peek at the financial implications of pet ownership. So according to the Bureau of Labor, the price of urban veterinary services rose by 7.9% from February 2023 to February 2024. More than 2.5 times higher than the average of all consumer items. Compared to 2 years ago, urban vet care is up 11%. And over the last decade, it has soared by nearly 60%. No wonder pet owners are feeling the pinch. A survey by USA Today Blueprint this year shows that 91% of pet owners have endured some level of financial stress because of pet care costs. Last summer, a Forbes advisor poll revealed that 63% of dog and cat owners said inflation had made it harder to pay an unexpected vet expense. And 42% said they would go into debt if the bill was $999 or less. Now, just recently having to pay a $1,500 vet bill, knowing that I had the emergency fund and, you know, I was more worried about my dog than the money that it was going to cost me. I know years back, I would have been calling people and stressed about the money, probably more like obviously about my dog too, but like they would have clashed and I wouldn't have been able to just care for my dog. So you can get pet insurance, right? And I myself have opted out of pet insurance, but if you're planning on getting a pet insurance is definitely something you may want to look into. The average cost of pet insurance for a dog is about $660 a year. And then for a cat, it's on average about $560 a year. So when considering all of the total expenses, you're going to want to add those in. Because your first year of owning a dog, for example, you're averaging about $420 to $2,180 for the first year. This includes essentials like collars, leashes, dog beds, crates, food, water bowls, spay, neuter, like all of those kinds of things. Now, subsequent years can average between $773 to $1,848 per year, covering expenses like food, vaccines, flea prevention, licensing, treats, toys, grooming, those kinds of things. So I'm an animal lover, like through and through. All right. And I know the love and the joy that my dogs have brought me and my family. So I get wanting a pet. I totally get it. And it's wonderful to have a pet. You know, I wouldn't change it for the world. But just let me tell you that the expenses of owning my two dogs has been much easier to handle now that our finances are in a good place. Like, we are living debt-free outside of our mortgage. So those averages, based on those averages, my dogs combined, their 24 years combined, cost me well over $33,000 over those 24 combined years. So I've had Bonnie for 15, Clyde's turning 9. That's a lot of money, right? In just those short time. So it's essential to recognize the long-term financial commitment of pet ownership and to budget accordingly. And this may make your decision a little different when you're looking at, you know, the long-term finances, like, do I get a dog? Do I get a cat? Maybe I get a reptile. There's so many different options for a pet. So whether you're adopting a dog, a cat, understand those financial responsibilities. It's crucial to provide them with the care that they deserve. I have seen too often, and I've seen this, you know, you see on social media, and I'm sure you've seen it too, where people are doing GoFundMes. My dog needs XYZ. My pet is at the vet and I can't get my pet out because I can't afford to pay the bill. And then all these things, right? It happens all too often. So make sure that you're ready and you're prepared because that pet deserves that. Now, I'm definitely not saying don't get a pet. And I know you're probably thinking like, Amber, dang, you just made this sound awful. Pet ownership's amazing. I love my pets. But before you rush into adopting a pet, take the time to assess your financial situation and consider the long-term costs involved. Like, remember, being a responsible pet owner means not only providing them the love and the care, but also financially being prepared for unexpected expenses because they will happen. So now you may be thinking, oh, shoot, Amber, I really can't afford a pet right now, but I would really love to get one. Start thinking about taking control of your finances. Right? You want to check out our Life Without Payments workshop. It's absolutely free by visiting debtfreedad.com and start getting your finances in control. So as always, thank you for tuning in to the Debt Free Dad podcast. Be sure to subscribe for more financial tips and advice to help you live a debt-free life.